Rhiannon, will you briefly describe the scope of your project?
We're going to do a year-long series about diabetes, and really the goal of this project is to educate the community about diabetes and to tell the human toll and suffering of this disease in order to help people in this community make informed choices about their health. So in 2001, the Dartmouth Atlas of Musculoskeletal Health gave Corpus Christi this distinction of leading the nation in below-the-knee amputations. And that report kind of sparked a flurry of local initiatives here aimed at tackling diabetes. It's funny because still, 12 years later, that statistic is the first thing people talk about when they talk about healthcare in our region. So one of the things that I'm aiming to do with this first story is explore where we are at 12 years after that label came out, and to take a look at, what the initiatives that we have undertaken, whether or not they have worked, and whether or not we've seen successes from them. And then later on, obviously, we're going to look at some of the other issues of diabetes as well, the complications that come with this disease, the consequences of having diabetes, blindness, amputations, things like that, whether or not there are treatments out there that are working, like bariatric surgery. Researchers are now saying that bariatric surgery is this possible panacea for curing diabetes immediately, but there is some question on whether or not that's effective in the long term. So really kind of exploring all facets of this disease and how it affects people and what we in the Coastal Bend can do in order to curb this epidemic.
Could you give us a preview of your story? The series formally kicks off on Sunday, of what readers are going to find this weekend.
Sure. We're going to meet two people. I'm following three families throughout the year, and we'll meet the first two families in this Sunday's piece. One man, Jerry Madrigal, lost a toe, and he has been struggling to navigate the new reality of being an amputee. He also was thought he may have had diabetes years ago and ignored his doctor's warnings. And so we'll be taking a look at his story and how his inaction has affected his health outcomes. And then we'll meet Priscilla Boren. She's a local wedding photographer in town. She was diagnosed in May, and the diagnosis really shook her up and led her to this path of transformation. She's since lost 65 pounds. She's done 2 5Ks now, and she is well on her way to going into remission from diabetes. So we'll meet those two and kind of explore where we're at as a community as far as the prevalence and looking at how many people here do have complications, what the death rate has been, and really taking a hard look at what our statistics here are.
And what should listeners do if they want to share experiences that relate to your project throughout the year?
Yeah, we would love to hear from anyone and everyone, actually. I'm really urging people to call me directly. My phone number is 361-886-3694. They can also reach me by email. That's Myers, M-E-Y-E-R-S-R, @caller.com. Diabetes affects everyone in this community, and we'd like to hear everyone's story, from people who've lost a parent to people who have lost a limb, to people who've been diagnosed with prediabetes and are struggling to make the changes necessary to keep it that way. So I really urge anyone and everyone who feels like they have something that they would like to share to please contact me.
And we have been speaking with Rhiannon Myers, investigative reporter at the Corpus Christi Caller-Times. Thanks so much for your time, Rhiannon.
Thank you.